For KERA News, this is Gus Contreras. Move over, Tony Romo and Dirk Nowitzki. North Texas has a new sports crush. His name is Jordan Spieth. After winning the Masters last month, he finished second last week at the Colonial in Fort Worth. And today, he wrapped up the first round on his home course at the AT&T Byron Nelson. I hit the links to get a handle on Spieth mania. For the second week in a row, Jordan Spieth is getting some home cooking and a lot of love. Witness the reception he got on the 18th hole at Colonial last week in a video a fan posted on Instagram. The 21-year-old Dallas Jesuit alum got his first PGA start at the Nelson 5 years ago. Since going pro in 2013, he's won 3 tournaments and is ranked number 2 in the world. For that, he can thank the Masters victory 6 weeks ago. He showed off the winner's green jacket on David Letterman's show, at a Mavericks NBA playoff game, and as a presenter at the Academy of Country Music Awards in Arlington. He's a magnet for golf fans like Greg Williams Servant, who brought his 3 sons from Roanoke to see Spieth in a practice round yesterday.
You want to get tickets to come and see him. He's local. You don't have to travel as far as some of these majors.
That magnetic appeal is also attracting new players to the game, like a few kids he met from Dallas's first tee program on Wednesday.
My name is Giselle Villegas. I like Jordan Spieth because his character really stood out to me.
Abel Garcia. I like Jordan Spieth because he won the Masters and he's number 2 in the world.
The North Texas PGA, which runs a series of junior golf tournaments in the summer, is expecting big growth from Spieth mania. Since his Masters win, junior enrollment has jumped 12%, and the group's director, Mark Harrison, expects enrollment to double by year's end. William Servant says Spieth is just what the game needed.
It's a shot in the arm for golf. Golf was in a lull, I would say. To have a new superstar like Jordan here locally, for us, it's a treat.
Spieth's never won a PGA event in Texas, but he does have 3 runner-up finishes. At a press conference yesterday, he said he's aiming to go one notch higher.
It'd be really cool to close one out, and you know, this would be a dream come true at this event.
Home cooking does taste good. For KERA News, I'm Gus Contreras.